Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they buggin' when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line that'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Hello, and good afternoon, Sunday, or morning, or evening. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show with my little two furball co-hosts, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa Kitty, and it's Ninja Sunday, woohoo! And hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Be a little bit more patient with me. I will be getting probably a better cell phone and such in a couple of weeks. And just had some good news for myself this weekend, so I'm so wicked pumped for myself. It's going to start off to a good week, and you know, it's coming down to it, finally, and I'm going to have to work out even more. The film that I've been blessed to be part of with a bunch of other people, especially everybody that I've seen that, you know, working in independent films where people, they do things themselves. They make their own costumes, from the music to the writing to the fight scenes. Up, independent filming is really a lot of work, and you know, I get to see what goes on behind, you know, being part of this film called Falcare, and there's a page you can check it out. And after doing a little taste of the fight scene, I'm going, oh my gosh, when the big fight comes, hope I'm ready. Because I'm like, oh, the day after the little fight scene that we did. And I was just like, oh, Lord, this is just a taste of what is to come for this film. And I think we're going to start getting to the really good scenes. But, you know, it's been such a long journey. And I think with it, you know, I think I've started growing as a person, as, you know, the films go along, as the films going along. Now, I can't talk for anybody else's experiences that's been part of the film. But just for myself, from being part of it with everyone else, you know, it's a lot of hard work. Now, when I say everybody else, do realize that, you know, you're seeing in the film, like, you know, with me doing part of the acting, you're only seeing what's in front of the camera. You don't see what goes behind the camera, what the director really does, you know, the different angles and, you know, all the direction stuff, you know, with the lighting people, people that help set up food, you know, take care of the actors, you know, if you want to call it, I think it's called craft. And even wardrobe and on-set care, you know, with the wardrobe, they do everything themselves. I know that for the fact they make the costumes themselves. So just amazing. Even the music, Z's actually, you know, it's his music. And he's editing everything himself. He's actually doing a little part. He's playing Thor. So yeah, just working with people and where it's just been a, put it this way, it's been a long, like, road with this. And just knowing that, I think it'll be bittersweet when it's finally over, where, you know, it's about, you know, I just want to move on. I think that's basically what it is, to do things that I want to do myself, my own creativity and stuff. And I think Falcare actually opened my eyes to see that, you know, there's people that have believed in me and helped me to believe in myself to do things that I want to do. Now, you know, I never admit I'm the best at anything in this world at all. Never. You know, I'm not most beautiful. I'm not most talented. I'm not, you know, the best writer and such. But just thinking that, you know, just wanting to do things like going hiking or, you know, things about thinking going out to California. I want to live out there and, you know, like things that I want to do, and I hope to inspire other people. And this may sound, you know, really tiny, like really, really tiny. I want to see California for myself. Now, the thing that I'm very lucky, I'm not tied to anything. I'm not tied to property or to people. I'm not tied to any guy. I'm not tied to any children. So this is something that I want to see for myself. If I want to, you know, move around again, I still have that opportunity to do that. So, you know, I want to see for myself. Because growing, you know, where I want to become successful, where I want to start, and if anybody wants to get back to me about sponsoring my show, I actually have the opportunity to actually start a show in California, and while here in Maine, I can launch that show and still do the Blog Talk Radio. Of course, everything is about money, and it's to help grow the show. So once I move out there to California, I can do the show in the studio. So if anybody wants to, you know, get back to me about sponsoring, please contact me, Shelly. My Facebook is Shelly Kamenunchuk. Contact me there if you like. And I'm trying to grow this. And the other thing, once again, why I haven't had people, I do have guests lined up. I'm having some technical difficulties, and I'm trying to get a better, you know, a better cell phone and stuff, getting things together, and I will have guests back on my show. And it does seem like people do like the guests, and how I run my show is to be very respectful. Just like in my home, you know, a guest on my show is that way. And I never let any guests ever be harassed and stuff. And I've had great guests on my show, and I feel very blessed to be able to connect in that world. Let's see. I wanted to bring up my Facebook page and actually talk about a couple of things. And if anybody wants to call in, the call-in number is 347-989-1473. Again, the number is 347-989-1473. And what I'm doing is actually the things. I've got quite a few things to talk about. And just to throw it out there, Obie's Fitness Center in Maine actually is sponsoring my six-pack abs, so I'm giving a shout-out about Obie's Fitness Center. And just to let you know, people out there, you know, it's not wrong or, you know, bad to want to get into shape. And what I'll be doing, I think, in a couple of weeks, I'd be signing up to, you know, a fitness trainer. And what I want to do with fitness, where there is a lot of people that don't know the first step. I want to be people's first step in fitness. When you don't know, you know, basic stuff to get started, you like, you need a jump start. You know, like with a car and a car needs a jump start to get going. I want to be people's jump start And to make sure that people, you know, they don't feel down about themselves. People, I think, you know, when people are overweight, and the idea number plus is really to go to the gym. Because it's like as we get older, we think maybe we're stuck at a certain age or something, and we don't have to be stuck. I want to be the first step in just giving people basic nourishment tips, just basic things that people aren't even aware of, and it's not even expensive food. And also basic workout tips. And that's what I want to do. I want to be doing a pre-workout workout for people that want a jump start into feeling better about themselves. And there should be no shame about that. So that's what indeed what I want to do. So I'm going to study for that and become a certified fitness trainer to help people out. Bringing up on my page here, one of the first things I wanted to talk about, since I'm a boarded advisor on the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and I feel very lucky and honored. I have a certificate, you know, of that. What I'm doing is actually been trying to raise money for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame Building Fund. And I'm actually going to bring that up now. Let's see. Kitties are taking it easy. You people don't even see what the kitten does to me. On, you know, this radio, you guys don't see it. Torches me. You must be jealous of everyone out there. You know, because here I am on the phone. You know, the radio show and talking. First thing I wanted to bring up is the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And I'm just bringing up the website. But what this is with the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, it's just something that I'm going to read here about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Knut, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunts equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, film, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West W-E-S-T Kane, K-A-N-E Creek, C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, 81 West Kane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M as in Michael, O as in Orange, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, Utah, U-T-A-H, in case you can't understand that I'm saying Utah, I know I talk funny, zip code 84532. So if you do want to make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com. J-O-H-N, like in Nancy, H-A-G-N as in Nancy, E-R, at hotmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. And you can check that out. Anybody that wants to donate, feel free. For me, I mean, I grew up watching action films. And years ago, we didn't have all this information, you know, about, you know, on the internet out there. We didn't have the computers and stuff. So years ago, and I actually did have the founder, CEO himself, John D. Hagner, on my show, and he talked about, you know, him growing up and going to the library. They didn't have all these resources like they did back then. And he wanted to, you know, get into the stunt profession. He did for like many, many years. He's actually kind of still is acting. He lives in Utah, so he still gets to act and such. So once again, anybody that wants to make a tax-deductible donation to Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84522. Again, for more, you know, more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. And his email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com. Okay, I probably won't bring that up again. Next thing. I actually, when I'm reading the stuff that I wanted to post on here, I actually put on my Facebook page. So the next one I actually do know when I'm bringing up here. I'm actually bringing up, okay, this is the Sarah Joy Foundation. And I'm posting it once again on here. So I'm going to read about in events, but with the Sarah Joy Foundation, this is a woman that I would have called my niece who passed away. She lost her battle with cancer and left behind her her husband and her two sons. And Sarah, you know, I would have called my niece, and she didn't want to receive treatment. So I guess after she had her son, it was really too late, and she had lost a battle with cancer. But the thing is, she lives life to the fullest. And what I want to bring this up, I want to find the website of the Sarah Joy Foundation. Let me see if I can bring up the mission statement. Sarah's Joy Foundation creates ways to help families and cancer patients enjoy the life as fully as they can. And this is actually the website itself. Let's see if I can read something about it. That was the mission statement. You can actually look it up. And I'm posting it. I'm actually posting it on my Facebook page, and I'm posting it to Google. So I'm actually posting this as I'm speaking to everyone live on the air. I'm actually poking. I'm actually posting it all over the place here. So on my Twitter account, my Pinterest account, Google, you name it, I'm posting it. So just, let's see. How am I going to post this? How do I post this? Am I posting it? Okay. I thought there was a way I could post it, but I guess it goes to Pinterest in there. There was something that I actually wanted to read on there. The About section of the Sarah Joy Foundation. Oh, where is it? Okay. And about the foundation, and I believe this is Eric, who I played his song, Sarah's Husband, Back for You All, which was the beginning. I'll play it again after this so you guys will hear his music again. Sarah Joy Foundation was started to honor the memory of the most amazing woman, Sarah Joy Haratia, who lost her brave battle. By the way, forgive me, I talk funny sometimes. So Sarah Joy's last name is Iraheta. So that's, I'm not so sure how to pronounce it, Irata. I think that's the way, but forgive me, I'm not trying to disrespect. I just, it's really, I try my best to pronounce things, but this is what about who lost her brave battle to breast cancer. Sarah Joy Foundation creates ways to help families and cancer patients enjoy their lives as fully as they can. The Sarah Joy Foundation was started in memory of Sarah Joy, who lost her battle to breast cancer at age 32, leaving behind her two young sons and her husband, Eric. Sarah Joy provides emotional and day-to-day support to assist caregivers and patients live each day fully. Whether it's a few hours away from caregivers, for the caregivers, or a day trip to the patient and family member, Sarah Joy is here to help. The company overview. Thank you for everyone that is joining and liking the site of the Sarah's Joy Foundation. As you know, Sarah was always full of life, love, and warmth up until she lost her long, painful battle to cancer. This foundation is my way of honoring her as best as I can. This must be Eric's, must have wrote this. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in her last year did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all of this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers of spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Stay tuned, God bless, and enjoy life. This is actually on the page itself. Let's see. I think there is one here. Okay, there is a Sarah Joy's third annual dinner. Oh, I'm going to bring that up. On March, what is the date? Is it 14th? Okay, Saturday, March 14th, 2015 at 7 p.m. You're cordially invited to our third annual Memorial Dinner, a fundraising event to come together and remember the times in life of our beautiful Sarah Joy. This event is open to all friends and family, open to all ages. This year, due to uncertainty involved with potluck dinners and to ensure that there's enough food for everyone, we're catering a pasta dinner containing spaghetti, baked ziti, lasagna, chicken cutlets, tossed salad, and rolls. Due to the fact that we're receiving more donations of goods, we will only be doing small $1 ticket items for all raffles, and large items will be placed on silent auction with starting minimum bid. And there's something here. We have an MC so that our president and board members can socialize with our guests and honorees. The raffle tickets bought will require a name and number for contact. The winners will be selected and all winners will be announced at the same time by the MC. Those winners not in attendance will get their prizes delivered to them to make it fair. This will allow us more time to honor our volunteer of the year, survivor, fallen warrior, honorees, and time for our guests to dance and enjoy themselves. We'll also be doing a children's raffle from table with toys, sports-related, and various items suitable for kids 13 years of age and younger. We will be looking for volunteers to help us during the event to serve food, help sell raffles, help with the door, organize the raffle items, and distribute prizes to the winners. Due to having a dinner catering service, the price for the tickets will be as follows: $20 tax-deductible donation per adult, $5 donation for kids 12 and under, and 2 and under are free. This includes catered spaghetti dinner, chances at door prizes, and one entry for a chance to win a large ticket item. All donations are tax-deductible, and you can check out sarahjoyfoundation.org. So if you want to check that out, go to that page, and what it is, once again, is to help, you know, family members that are dealing with terminal cancer. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful foundation. The good thing about the foundation, we actually know where the money goes. You know, you never know with foundations and, you know, such. So that I do know, and we all do know where the money goes. So that's a blessing to know and help, you know, raise awareness for this. It's a beautiful, beautiful foundation. And right now what I'm going to do, speaking of beautiful people, Sarah's husband, this is his song, and I opened up the show, and it's back for y'all, and I'll be back and enjoy the show. Woo-hoo-hoo. Back for y'all, back here, back in Boston. Here you go.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, yes, the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could have kicked the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme plus a line that'll kill him. Every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skill. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the swarm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer, and my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I ain't gonna stop, no. Push, please, sweat.
once again giving a shout out here on Ninja Sunday to Obie's Fitness Center, where I'm working out very hard to get my six pack abs. Actually, Obie's Fitness Center is sponsoring me getting my six pack abs. So thank you. Shout out to Obie's Fitness Center. Thank you. Great workout. Pleasant atmosphere there. I love the gym there. Love the fitness center. It's just wonderful. Just something I've always loved, fitness and stuff, and I enjoy working out at Obie's Fitness Center here in Maine. I wanted to bring up Dawn the Dragon Wilson. As you all know, for those don't know, well, he's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times for being an international kickboxing champion 11 times. Dawn Wilson himself has a great line of clothing, T-shirts and such, called Traditions, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-S. I mean, not S-Z. And I even posted on my Facebook about it. You can find it there. It's not just for men and, you know, children, but also for men. That's right, women. And how do I know that they're a great line of clothing? Is because I actually own some of the T-shirts. I love them. There are dragons on them, and the clothing line is growing slowly more and more. Just love the T-shirts so much. So if you want to check that out, Traditions T-shirts, check that out. Another thing which I want to get a demo for, the Martial Arts Kid teaser. It's something that's for the Martial Arts Kid, and it's actually about bullying. And Dawn the Dragon Wilson, Cynthia Rothrock, and many, many people, actually, a lot of the living legends are actually going to be, you know, part of this film, this premiere. I do not want to miss. So I'm actually bringing this up. If there's actually information I can read about it. This is actually for the Martial Arts Kid. The plot outline. When troubled teen Robbie moves to Cocoa Beach, Florida, from Detroit after his grandmother has had enough of his antics, he soon realizes that everywhere he goes, there's somebody who doesn't want him to be happy. And in Cocoa Beach, that somebody is Bo Whitelaw, the toughest and most popular guy at the high school. From the moment Bo gives Robbie a beatdown in front of Rena, the prettiest girl in school, we know Robbie's chances of living in a happy neighborhood are just not realistic. To help Robbie stand a chance of survival in a dangerous teen world, he's estranged Aunt Cindy and Uncle Glenn, played by action legend Cynthia Lady Dragon Rothrock and Dawn the Dragon Wilson, are there to coach and train Robbie. Along the way, Robbie learns defensive skills that will give him a chance to defend himself. But will that be enough to protect themselves from Bo in an all-out epic battle? And will Robbie ever be the man in Rena's eyes? Find out when everything comes to a head in Final Showdown that pits legends of traditional martial arts against MMA fighters in a battle you will have to see to believe. It's directed by Mike Baumgarten, written by Michael Baumgarten, Adam W. Marsh, produced by Cheryl Willa Duncan, who I've had on my show, James Wilson, who I also had on my show, Dawn the Dragon Wilson, which hopefully to be on my show, Cynthia Lady Dragon Rothrock, hopefully she'd be nice to have on my show too, Michael Baumgarten, I wonder if I can get him on my show, Ewit Chin, he was on my show at the same time as James, Keith Bloomberg. So, yeah. I would love to try to get an MP3 download of that and play that on my show. And let's see, what else did I want to talk about? What else is on my page? What else did I want to talk about? Did I talk about everything I wanted to talk about? There's some articles that I actually have on Hub Pages. I've been writing them. Now, I don't admit I'm the best at anything. I don't say I'm the best writer. I'm not the best actor. I'm not best at anything. I just like doing what I do. And there's nothing wrong with people having dreams out there and doing what you want to do. And I wanted to read, there's something I've been pinning my articles have been getting featured on Hub Pages. The thing is, one that's really, which has really taken me by surprise, I guess on Pinterest, you can pin other things from other people's stuff that they do, whether it's pictures or stuff that you write. The one that really, which I don't have any words to say why people are actually pinning this one, because I'm dressed up like the crow. people always thought I was a freak or whatever things, you know. Here I am, 5'8", dressing up like a cold, walking down the street around Halloween time. Of course, you know, working on sets, I've dressed up as zombies and stuff like that. But this one, I'm not really too sure, and I'm not so sure why people are actually pinning this. It's been pinned like 44 times, which is, you know, I know, I just write the way I write. And I put pictures up of From the Crow. It's a favorite film of mine, The Crow. And the remake will not be the same. Getting closer to that time of year again, Halloween. Granted, I get to dress up for more things than most people, but I love dressing up as The Crow. It has been years since Brandon Lee has passed away, and there were two other Crow films which I believe really didn't do so good. Maybe the other two actors just couldn't reach the stamina that Brandon Lee could, and well, I guess if you are the son of the legend Bruce Lee, you might possibly have some great genes passed on to you. I gotta admit, whomever put the kid from the Terminator film in as a Crow in the film did a horrible job in casting. But maybe because he was a named actor and more into doing more films at the time, possibly the reason he could have been picked, but then again, who am I to say? I dressed up many years as a Crow myself and enjoy it. I guess of hearing that they want to remake The Crow over or do something or a follow-up to The Crow from many years ago, possibly following where Brandon Lee left off, would seriously be a sheer abomination. But with so many remake after remake, we know it will be inevitable, no matter how much true Crow fans will want to petition this abomination. But you got to admit, the two guys they did cast in the second and third one are possibly nowhere to be really found today, and maybe that was almost like some weird curse that doomed their acting career after that. I think the only one that did a decent job of playing The Crow after that was in another martial artist, Mark Dacascos. Mark actually did the TV series. I think someday I'll have to have a marathon of that show, but I don't remember how long it lasted. It's been a while. Yes, I know someone is probably going to bring the death about Brandon, which indeed was no mystery, but really was just an accident. People that were working on set got real bullets and cleaned them out, but also there was a piece stuck in the chamber somewhere in the gun. So when the gun was set off, it fired and struck Brandon. When Brandon got hit, people thought he was joking around, so no one realized that Brandon was really hurt. I just sometimes imagine how it would be like if Brandon was still around. Maybe the second and third one would have been a lot better. But then again, Brandon might have only wanted to do just one film and move on, because I think he was looking to grow with different characters and wanted to make of his own in this world. I remember seeing The Crow in the theaters, and to this day I'm still kind of shocked that Brandon passed away. Brandon was indeed a very talented and soulful artist that I could have seen him grown in a lot of films. I think when The Crow was still in the making, CG effects were still kind of brand new, so they had to try and finish the film with the double and special effects, which I do believe they did a wonderful job with. Go figure. It's kind of a weird love story where after death, love still lasts. Brandon's character, Eric, is in love with Shelley. Okay, so I can't help myself for it. I get goosebumps. I hear the name Shelley when watching Brandon Lee. So go figure, I fall in love with the love story of Brandon and Shelley, in which they will be reunited after Brandon's done with what he has to do on this earth, and that is to right the wrongs here. Of course, I'm a little sentimental in the engagement ring that Eric gives to Shelley. I would so love to get that ring. Once again, can't help it because it's called Shelley's ring. Hence the name. My name's Shelley. What do you want? I'm such a dork. I actually looked it up, and I could have it made. I think it would be a nice reminder of a favorite film of mine. I think also I'd love to get a Crow tattoo. Silly as it sounds, what can I say? Just love that film that much. I think through the transformation of what Eric had to go through, it's kind of like how some of us have to go through transformations ourselves. Sometimes we do have to die to kind of be reborn again. We all go through pain and tribulations, but just like The Crow, we can go through things and obstacles and survive. Many of us are indeed survivors in what we have gone through in life, and maybe that is why I also like the film. Even though Eric is kind of like the anti-hero, I still love, love, love The Crow. I still can't see The Crow really being remade, because I honestly think when Brandon Lee died, that is when The Crow really died. I do know that some of the actors from the film do go on to act in other films and became successful in their own way. I wonder what Brandon Lee would think of the film The Crow would have such an impact on so many people's lives that not only myself, but others dress up in honor of The Crow. I would love to see a Crow tribute film someday. But I would really have to be selective on who I would cast as a Crow. but it was somebody that would truly understand the character, that is for sure. People are making fan films all the time, so I don't think it is impossible to make a fan film, especially since I truly have an understanding of the character Eric and his transformation of the Crow, and in the depths of a little bit of a darker side that helps us to remain strong and help us to survive while having values. To stand up for what is right and righting what is wrong, the Crow. Let's see. I'm going to play a song. Ah! Let's see. I'm going to have Billy V. Vigence, if I can pronounce one of my friends, not my guy, but meaning one of my friends that is guy, giving you a shout out on my show right now. Billy V. A shout out on my radio show right now. I don't know if he's busy. I would have Billy V. call in. I don't know. I'm gonna see. I'm just going to post it to as well. Let's see if he calls. I don't know. I don't know if Billy's going to call in. Let me see. I'm pulling up his... I'm just rambling for this. Free if you're free. I am live on the air. Okay, posting that to a while. I don't know. I don't know if they'll call in or not. I'm just posting it to as well. Billy V. See if he calls in. Don't know. He could be on set right now. Usually people on downtime, you know, you can text and stuff on there. Let's see if he calls in. Don't know. Don't know if he will or not. Okay. All right. I just posted on his wall. Don't know if he'll call. Like I said, don't know if he'll call in or not. But a toll-free number to call in is 347-989-1473. Again, the phone number is 347-989-1473. Let's see. What song do I want to play right now? Looking up in the queue here. I'm going to be getting more. This is by Tony J, If I Could Fly. It's kind of an inspirational song, but I will be getting more and more guests, hopefully new music. So here's this, and I'll be right back. It's Tony J, If I Could Fly, and I'll be right back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you, I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up, I guess you out of luck, girl, I'll be back, and we can travel the world, cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing, I could put you under my wings,
if I can fly, if I can fly.
Yeah.
take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by.
fell in love with you. Before we were introduced, you gotta walk this way and tell me the same.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre libere, come la fantasia, io vedo un mondo chiaro.
Ready. Just had a play that probably play it again, but you know, just feeling a blessing that I'm able to connect with people with the internet. It is a blessing. I mean, sometimes, you know, social media is not really, can be kind of crazy, but the wonderful, beautiful thing about social media, I know I talk funny, forgive me for talking, social media is you can actually connect with people from different nations. And I don't know how I found Sungbun Choi. I always find people in these weird ways. And the thing with him singing, I'll let you guys hear it again because I'm going to support him as much as I can. Sungbun Choi, with his story, when he was younger, he was actually an orphan in Korea. And that's something where he went through so much, and I don't even know how I think where he actually, I mean, he ran away from the orphanage at 8-5 and actually, you know, he slept on the streets. And you just can't comprehend these things where, you know, he was taken to a mountain and by a gang and they were going to bury him and leave him there. And he's, you know, went on and he just wanted to sing. So he went on to Korea's Got Talent, sang Nella Fantasia. And once again, I'm going to play it once again because I do support him and I will be getting more songs in the future. I have a bunch of them, but just so that people, you know, they might have missed me playing it, so I want to play it once again and give support to him. So this is Sungbun Choi. This is a song that he's actually saying on Korea's Got Talent. So I'm actually playing it again one more time. And hey, this is my radio show. I can do whatever I want. People think I'm crazy. I already played it once, but I'm going to play it one more time and I'll be back.
Fantasia, io vedo un mondo giusto, lì tutti vivono in pace e in onestà. Io sogno d'anime che sono sempre fantasia, io vedo un mondo chiaro.
Morning. Pop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. Obsessive compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Alrighty, and that was a song, Inspiration by J.J. and Only. One of my film brothers is out there doing his thing in Hollywood. And actually, what people don't know about J.J. and Only, his friends were Mark Wahlberg, Henry Nacho, I'm just posting something on my Facebook page. But the HBO show Entourage is really based on J.J. Only and Mark Wahlberg's life. So if you ever watch that, just to let you know a little bit tip about that. And I'm trying to find out another thing too is Jay actually helped also the song that was just played, Inspiration. Jay actually took Leonardo DiCaprio under his wing for The Departed back home in Boston and took him all around Southie. And Jay's worked with, like, Jason Stratham, George Clooney, and many other people. So you can check out his page, and I actually run the page of a J.J. Only fan club page. I actually run that there. So if you want to check out and see what he's been up to, and Jay does sometimes respond to it. So if you want to check it out, go feel free there. I will be getting guests once again on my show. So try to see what other fill out for a few more minutes here. I was actually, here's another film, Brother, by Phil, by Laz and Cap, by Trash Out the Studios, and I'll be back.
Yeah, Laz Ritz, Cat of B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9 yard, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always pushing on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. I like the way how you do it every time.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But still, that's hell, don't waste no time.
Laz and Cat Triceptus Studios back home in Boston. Crosby Tatum doing and shaking his own thing, making waves back home in Boston. Anyway, the cats have settled down. Little Rocky Balboa taking a nap. You know what? I should shake rather roll the kitty cat. You guys don't even know what this cat does to me. He's on radio, and now he's all cute just laying here being all cute. Wanted to bring up once again, I'm going to bring it up here. Seeing. Once again, I wanted to read off of the for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Just bringing it up here. I do so much. People just don't do so much on my Facebook page. Just trying to bring it up here. Oh, yeah. Let's see. I'm going to bring it up once again. I wanted to read it once again. Where is it? Official site, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Let me bring it up here. Okay. Once again, about the museum, what I'm doing is helping to raise money for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame Museum. You know, everything's in storage and about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Mandel, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, 81 West, that's W-E-S-T, West Cane, K-A-N-E, Creek Boulevard, it's C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M as in Michael, O as in Orange, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, Utah, 84532. So you can make a tax-deductible donation to Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com, J-O-H-N as in Nancy, H-A-G, N as in Nancy, E-R at hotmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then the Stunt Stars and Legends. So if you're anybody that can help out, it will be duly noted and appreciated. Thank you so much for the support. So right now I'm like to see what else I would actually want to play. You know, since the stunt performers and stuff, you know, they have actually, you know, influenced me my whole life. And I'm doing things because of people that have inspired me. Right now, part of a song, which called Battle Song, is in a film that I actually is part of called Valkyr. And this is a battle song done by the man with his vision, is Ahura Zakor Deliza. Everyone calls him Z. We call him Director Z. And his lovely wife, Sonari, Pisces Projects, it's battle song. And like anything, the mood is set by music. So this is a song, and I'll be back.
And me.
I gotta pee. I gotta pee. Good thing this is radio. This is radio. I'm sorry. I'm just a little. I'm actually kind of a little tired. And yeah, I gotta pee. Don't mind me. I'm just looking up Steph here. Clearing out some email. Good things are coming. Good things are coming. That's all I gotta say. And I gotta pee. Good thing I could play some music. You know, I'm just trying to like clear out some stuff here. Can't believe how fast today has gone by on my show. Crazy, crazy. I'm hiccuping. Gonna have a nice good workout. Gotta pee. Let's just say, okay, I want to see what this is. It's on Yahoo. Most birds are likely to attack. Okay, must have been. What the heck is this thing? I don't know. Birds versus drones? Oh, my God. The geese are actually attacking drones? Good. That's pretty funny. You know, come on, if they get that close to geese, don't you know that geese are very violent if you don't leave them alone? I mean, I would attack. I'm watching this video on YouTube. DJI Phantom Vision 2 Plus attacked by goose while golfing. What the heck? I mean, seriously? You know, if you're going to go near some geese, you got to be kind of crazy. You know, I'm just looking at this drone thing that's flying around these golfers. And they must have went up to some, must have ticked off some geese. And so it's falling. Yeah, that thing, it doesn't know what you are. It's just something on Yahoo that I'm seeing. It's like, what the heck? Crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah, I'm just watching this crazy video. What the heck, that spider? Yo, yeah. You know, I'm watching this video on Yahoo. It keeps popping about the spider. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to watch it. I can't show you guys it. Let's see. Big, huge spider. Goliath spider, puppy-sized spider. Let me see. I'm checking this out, this big, huge spider. Oh, my God, it's huge. It looks like a big, huge puppy. Is it a video? No, I just did freaking, what does it say? Taking a nighttime walk in a rainforest in Guyana when he heard rustling of something was creeping underfoot. When he turned on his flashlight, expected to see a small mammal such as a possum or a rat. When I turned on the light, I couldn't quite understand what I was seeing. A moment later, I realized he was looking not a brown, furry mammal, but an enormous puppy-sized spider. Known as the South American Goliath bird eater, the Colossus arachnid is the world's largest spider. What did it do? But it doesn't say what happened next. See? 2-inch fangs. When he approached the imposing creature in the rainforest, it would rub its hind legs against its abdomen. At first, the scientists thought the behavior was cute, he said, but then he realized the spider was sending out a cloud of hairs with microscopic barbs on them. When these hairs get in the eyes of other mucous membranes, they're extremely painful and itchy and can stay there for days. But its prickly hairs aren't the bird eater's only line of defense. It also sports a pair of 2-inch-long fangs. Although the spider's bite is venomous, it's not deadly to humans, but it would be extremely painful, like driving a nail through your hand. Even if it bites you, yeah. I mean, what did it do to this guy? Just even say. It's crazy. Yeah. This is just, what the heck? Oh, heck. Why, if you know that this thing is in a defense mode, why it shows a guy's hand next to the spider? What the heck? It's crazy. And you wonder why he's going to get bit. Oh, Madonna mia. Oh, Madonna mia. People are crazy. What the heck? When you hear about people getting bit and stuff and like that, what the heck? Yeah, that's not crazy now. Not crazy at all. But everyone, I want to thank you so much. I think I had everything I wanted to bring up today. We'll be getting guests on my show. Welcome. Further ado there. You know, today, I make sure everyone have a good day. And for all those out there that, you know, have dreams and, you know, everything out there that you dream of and goals, dreams, you know, support them. And just remember, you yourself can be unbreakable. Just believe in yourself and you will be. And everyone enjoy the rest of your Ninja Sunday. Peace out.
I'm unbreakable, can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the sun roof's open. Let it shine on me, let
can't
it rain on down. I'm on my
yeah.
way, you hear that sound.
Success is to hold me. Your beautiful mama.